This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi put her foot in her mouth, saying she is a respectful Catholic. She said that the sacred ground of late-term abortion should not have anything to do with politics. Combine that with a comment from an Albuquerque abortionist who compared a late-term abortion with getting a flu shot, and you begin to understand some of the mentality contributing to scandals like that of Kermit Gosnell. Current House Speaker John Boehner, questioned Thursday about the U.S. House's 20-week abortion ban bill, made no apologies for it. Boehner said the measure is necessary given the recent stories of brutal abortion infanticides. A local Las Vegas TV host confronted comedian Bill Maher during his Vegas show when he said Sarah Palin's son Trigg was retarded. As if Sarah Palin needed help, Ron Futrell was so confrontive that he was escorted from the show. Futrell says he spoke up because he also has a special needs child. Sarah Palin is demanding a personal call from the comedian. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. In other news, polls of young Americans show they are pro-life and want abortions made illegal. The Supreme Court has ruled that genes cannot be patented, and China is trying to pressure New York University to expel Chen Guangcheng. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.